Well, congratulations and welcome to the world of the 47. You've just discovered the world beyond the marathon.
It's a new level of suffering, definitely, but also a new level of joy and gratitude. I've never experienced so much gratitude in a race. Just a few times when my body, physical, was completely exhausted, and from nowhere this feeling came up, tears came up, just to be able to run and to do this for Guru, for his birthday. And you feel that you're running for a greater purpose. And it's
well the fact is, you've concentrated on the marathon, you've had great success, and you've been here for years and years, and you've, you know, have been running the marathon, and you've seen this from a distance. So what pulled you in to come and join this, well, this kind of a club?
This race in the Sri Chinmoy Center has always been carried a special significance, because it was, we do it on Sri Chinmoy's birthday, to celebrate his birthday. And I always wanted to run it, but since I was always involved in the marathon, I was kind of concerned that my marathon would suffer if I did this race, because it's so long and you've got to have a different focus in your training. But then this year, in June, after I did a marathon in April, inspiration came from within to do this race and just to change, to do something different, a new challenge. So I started training for this in June and focusing on it, and now I'm really, really grateful and happy that I did it.
Well, now you had a chance to run with Vajin, who broke the record, and maybe without your presence and the teamwork that you used together, that it really wouldn't have been possible maybe for both of you to achieve what you've done tonight. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy if I could help Vajin in any way. That's great. And he did break the record?
He broke the record by, he did 5:08:38, and the record was 5:09:30.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. That's really great. I'm so happy for him. Yeah, Vajin is a class of its own. I had a vague hope that I would be able to run with him to the end, but then after the marathon, just I couldn't keep up the pace and
I dropped. For a guy who's never run on the course, up and down the hills and all the little twists and turns that are here, it's so, so different in a physical way from anything else probably you've ever done before.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is a whole new game. It's a new adventure. And yeah, especially with the altitude here and with the concrete, my feet were so sore. But then you have to really transcend and try to not focus on the pain.
Well, as you said, that the, in terms of Sri Chinmoy's birthday, here it is, you know, he felt this was the ultimate present to offer Sri Chinmoy on his 50th anniversary. And I mean, what better thing could you do tonight than to come here on your, you know, very first attempt and set an incredible time? It could be very well be the second or third best time ever on the course. Wow. It's the first time you've ever done it.
Well, just, what can I say? I'm just grateful. I try to surrender during the race. I just try to go with the flow. And the flow was very, quite fast in the beginning, tapered off a bit near the end, but I'm really happy and grateful to do this time, 5:19, I believe. And just the last lap, I saw the time. I thought, okay, I have to do a quick 400.
And it was really quick. You couldn't even take a picture of it.
That's funny. Yeah, I saw the time. I thought, okay, and from nowhere, I was able to, you know, pull off a last good effort, good sprint, and I was under 5:20. Very happy.
Abhinava, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.